Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, July 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 4.25 cents at 605.5. September wheat down 3.5 cents at 791.5. November beans steady at 1341. We did sell 133,000 metric tons of corn to China here. I don't think anybody's going to get too excited over that. We had some good rains, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Eastern Iowa, Northern Illinois. The weather is pretty much the same as what it's been. The Eastern Corn Belt looks pretty wet. West looks dry in Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. So there's still some heat and dry weather out there. How much of that it's going to be offset where it's good? You know, I think a fair amount out here. But crop ratings could take another slide on Monday night. We'll have to see. The 10-day bean chart, on the bean chart, the 10-day moving average crossed the 200-day moving average yesterday, which is not a great sign out here. But the crude oil is up $2.18 a barrel right now. It's a little over a dollar off its highs. The dollar has rallied about 40 ticks. It's only 30 lower now at 108.11. Still way, way too high to expect any real export business out here. Turkey announced that the deal has been made between Russia and Ukraine for safe export of grain out of into the Black Sea. It hasn't been signed yet. Even if it does get signed next week, which I find somewhat unlikely, I don't know how long it's going to last. The Russians are still shelling several different parts of Ukraine, and I just don't see anything holding up as long as that's going on. The wheat seems to think it may happen. You know, we're down under $8 for the first time in ages out here. So we'll have to see. The funds are short wheat. I suppose they might want to press it down here. The other problem that I see out here is the corn and beans. The funds are long corn and beans. About 185,000 corn and about 120,000 beans. 75 meals, somewhere in those ranges. With the charts absolutely screaming that they ought to be short rather than long, I just don't know how they're justifying it. I suppose they might want to try to stay long through pollination and through pod setting next month. But if we get any rains in the western part of the Corn Belt, they're going to sink this market, in my opinion. But I suppose they're holding on right now with the crude up to $2 a barrel. The other thing is the Dow's up 400. That's easing some fears of a recession, though I can't believe next week we're not going to see a big increase in the Fed rates. They're talking about 75 basis points to a full point out here. Are they going to do a full point? Nobody really knows. Frankly, it wouldn't surprise me. But at any rate, interest rates are going higher. Recession becomes more likely, and I just don't see anything positive on the economic front out here. So we'll see what the funds want to do. They're kind of in control here. If they want to add to long positions in corn and beans, we can go higher. If they want to bail out, obviously we'll move lower. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.